Hello and welcome to your news update with the Tribune. Here are the stories you need to know about. Moving on to significant developments in the legal realm, the Supreme Court has directed the center to respond within 2 weeks to Balwant Singh Rajohna's mercy plea. Rajohna, a former Punjab police constable, has spent over 29 years in prison, awaiting execution for his role in the assassination of Beant Singh, the former chief minister of Punjab. This case continues to draw attention as discussions around capital punishment and justice unfold. In related news, the constitutional validity of Punjab's controversial anti-sacrilege law is being challenged in the High Court. The petitioner argues that the act lacks the necessary presidential assent as outlined in Article 254(2) of the Constitution. This case could set significant precedents regarding legislative processes and religious sentiments in the region. Turning our attention to social issues, Pappu Yadav, a prominent politician, has made headlines with his inflammatory comments regarding women in politics. He claimed that a majority of female politicians engage in inappropriate behavior to gain favor, a statement that has drawn widespread condemnation for its misogynistic undertones. This incident highlights ongoing debates about gender dynamics in political spheres and the challenges women face. Meanwhile, on a more uplifting note, Jenny Ying, now known as Balwinder Kaur after embracing Sikhism, spent her birthday performing seva, or selfless service, at the Golden Temple in Punjab. Her transformation and commitment to community service resonate with many and showcase the positive impact of cultural integration. Finally, we share a visual treat with our audience. The Tribune presents a curated selection of today's most striking images from around the region. These photographs capture the essence of current events and highlight significant moments that resonate with our community. As we wrap up these stories, it's clear that the conversations around justice, gender equality, and cultural identity continue to shape our society. That concludes today's news summary. Thank you for staying informed with the Tribune. We'll be back with more updates soon.